is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Tractor accident kills 6 people, leaving 20 others injured in Chitwan district. 2 people die of coronavirus infection in Rupandehi district today. Nepali Congress postpones its Central Working Committee meeting scheduled for today, and protests spark in the US city of Minneapolis after police shot a young black man. Now the news in detail. The district police office Chitwan has confirmed the identity of 6 persons who died in a tractor accident in Chitwan on Sunday evening. 6 persons were killed after a tractor met with an accident in Rapti Municipality 11 in eastern Chitwan. According to district police office Chitwan, the deceased have been identified as Surya Bahadur Shrestha of Rapti Municipality 4, Khadak Lama of Rapti Municipality 5, Magan Mahato of Khairhani Municipality 9, and Chani Mahato and Sitaram Shrestha of Rapti Municipality 4. Likewise, the identity of a 25-year-old man is not yet. The tractor was heading towards Chiude Khola from Thakaltar carrying construction workers when it fell some 200 meters off the road. Others 20 people have been injured in the accident and condition of 8 is said to be critical. All of them are being treated at the Old Medical College. 2 persons have died of coronavirus infection in Rupandehi district this morning. A spokesperson of the Lumbini Provincial Hospital, Dr. Bishnu Gautam, said a 43-year-old male of Putan Swargadari 9 died in a temporary COVID special hospital in Butwal, and a 71-year-old female of Tirotamma Municipality in Rupandehi died in Lumbini Provincial Hospital. Likewise, 41 persons have been confirmed of coronavirus infection in Baki district today. District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, Baki's Corona focal person Tej Oli said 41 people were confirmed of coronavirus infection today. The Central Working Committee meeting of the Nepali Congress scheduled for 2 p.m. today has been postponed. The party office stated that the meeting had to be called off due to the passing away of Govindaraj Paudel, middle brother of party senior leader Ramchandra Paudel at Ratnanagar Chitwan this morning. The party's upcoming the 14th General Convention and contemporary political issues were in the agenda of the meeting today. Fires have broken out in 60 forests in Kalikot district. The district forest office, Kalikot, said bush fires have been reported in 56 community forests and 4 government forests in the district so far. The forest areas have turned into black patches after most of the community and government forests were destroyed by fire. Officiating chief of the office, Deepak Raj Sanjal, said many employees have been mobilized to the areas where the forest fires have been reported and are in the process of collecting data regarding the damage. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Chinese tech giant Alibaba said on Monday that it accepted a record penalty imposed by the country's anti-monopoly regulator. Regulators slapped a $2.8 billion fine after a probe determined that it had abused its market position for years. The fine amounts to about 4% of the company's 2019 domestic revenue. The company added that it was not aware of any further anti-monopoly investigations by Chinese regulators, though it signaled that Alibaba and its competitors would remain under review in China over mergers and acquisitions. The company said it will introduce measures to lower anti-barrier and business cost faced by merchants on e-commerce platforms. Protests have broken out near the U.S. city of Minneapolis after police fatally shot a black man in a traffic stop. The man has been identified by relatives as 20-year-old Dante Wright. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz said he was closely monitoring the situation and praying for Wright's family. Tensions in Minneapolis are high as the trial of the former officer accused of killing George Floyd takes place. Hundreds of people gathered for the protest in the city of Brooklyn Center on Sunday, where clashes broke out with police. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Istanbul over the weekend to mark the 10th anniversary of his country's strategic partnership with Turkey and shore up support from his Black Sea neighbor as tensions escalate with Russia over Ukraine's simmering war in Donbas. Turkey's support for the restoration of our sovereignty and territorial integrity is extremely important, Zelensky stated in a joint news conference with Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. While Turkey spars with the United States and other Western European leaders over the purchase of the Russian-made S-400 missile system and the conflict in Syria, the aspiring NATO country of Ukraine has developed strong ties with Ankara. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but for wrapping up the headlines once again. Tractor accident kills 6 people, leaving 20 others injured in Chitwan district. 2 people die of coronavirus infection in Rupandehi district today. Nepali Congress postpones its Central Working Committee meeting scheduled for today, and protests spark in the US city of Minneapolis after police shot a young black man. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.